Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, we always start in the show with Little Victories, and I want to say that even though I spilled coffee all over my new car this morning,
oh no,
the little victory is I have those like rubber mats under my feet,
the WeatherTech,
that you can wash off.
Love them.
And not only do I have those, I've got a Tsunami Express car wash membership. So I'm going to be just fine when I go wash the car later. So I thought, my coffee just slipped. It was in between my legs and I have yoga pants on. It slipped right down and fell. And I'm like, it's open.
It's on. No, it's
the lid's off.
And it was just you can hear it.
So, but it fell into the WeatherTech mats and then I can go wash the car later. Woosah, little victories.
Them things will change your life, bro.
They change. I had them on my last car and they changed my life.
And
nothing matters when you have those
on top.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this
right now. New Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm gonna bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But it's, I know you know this already by Tsunami because you know
what?
it's Dezio Peoples.
Yeah.
But the one on 60th,
yeah.
the one by the Meyer, you know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That one is, in my opinion, the best one because their mat washing station.
Their mat washing is nice.
Is by far one of the most powerful ones like in the area. So
you gotta
since
know.
You got to know.
You got to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let me put
totally.
You on the game even though I know you already
Thank
know.
Thank you. Well, no, I go to the New Berlin one, so maybe I'll check out the 60th one.
Try the
60th Tsunami
one.
Express Car Wash. What's your little victory?
My little victory is that even though I've been to the bathroom like 7 times this morning.
You and I both have, even though we did something stupid.
I got enough toilet paper to last me the whole day, bro. We good. I've already checked. So the little victory is that we don't got to worry about it. I'm cha-cha-cha charming ready, baby.
Wait. Where is... Oh, you got enough.
Oh, yo, there's enough. No, we're covered.
Oh, okay.
There's more than enough. And in case there isn't, I brought an extra roll with me, Poppy.
Woosah. We're going to be all right. Little victories.
We're going to make it today.
All right. Well, the question of the day is coming up next.
Ooh, it's a good one, too.
And we have more Jonas Brothers tickets because, hello.
I got accosted yesterday for Jonas Brothers tickets in front of my house.
Oh, no.
Well, I did.
They have to call it and win. That's the only way. Oh, and it's the last day of September.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Happy last day of September. Question of the day is next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
DZ, did you hear the news?
I mean, yes, technically.
You're such a liar. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Because you told me about it.
Oh, you're right. I told you that the show Scrubs is being revived, everybody.
You did. I was pretty excited, too, bro.
I didn't know you were such a Scrubs fan.
I love the show. It was on Comedy Central always when I got home from school when I was in, like, middle school, high school.
Oh, that's why.
So I just cut it on, watch it. I thought it was hilarious, right? It
uh-huh.
It was a genuinely funny show. It was my Grey's Anatomy.
It lasted for a long time.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't really see a full episode. I just thought Zach Braff was hot my whole life. But
I hear you.
He's one of my types.
Okay.
I dated a guy that looked like Zach Braff. He's one of my types.
Heard.
Yeah. I don't know.
No. I could actually see it. He's not like an ugly dude. I just didn't think he was one of your types.
No, he's one of my types.
Clock it, fellas.
He's one of my types. He is. Zach Braff's one of them.
Got it.
Yeah. So anyway, but Scrubs is coming back.
Yeah.
And it's bringing back the whole cast. So Zach Braff, Donald Faison, Sarah Chalk, even, you know, from Roseanne, Becky back in the second Becky.
The second Becky, chill out.
That's how far back I go.
If you know, you know.
You know, you know.
I don't know.
But you don't know.
I don't know.
Oh my God, there were two Beckys on Roseanne. And when they switched the daughter, Sarah Chalk replaced the old Becky and became the new Becky.
I never watched Roseanne enough. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden there was that switch and it was like, okay,
Sarah
got
Chalk.
It. Yep.
So basically Scrubs is coming back. And I should have looked to see how many years it was on. on or what was the last year it aired. I'm not sure.
Oh, my goodness. It had to have been like, what, 2011?
Maybe.
I don't even know, but it ran for a minute.
They're doing table reads and they're reviving the show. So basically the question of the day is, what show do you want to revive? 414-533-1037. Because, I mean, this is going to be exciting for a lot of people if you were a big fan like DZ, right?
I am a lot of people.
You're a lot of people, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Scrubs is coming back. They're rebooting it. I should say they've rebooted things like Fresh Prince.
And I love that reboot.
But this is, I'm talking, this is a reboot with the original cast.
So it's a bring back. It ain't even like a reboot. You just call it a bring back.
This is like a bring back.
Will it be just a continuation? Will they pick up where they left off?
Can you get something new? You know
what I'm saying? Because there's a few shows that you go ahead and think back and go, ooh, that would be dope if they brought it back. Mm-hmm. A lot of people would say, oh, when Game of Thrones ended, I wish we would have continued rather than going back to the prequel seasons for the new season stuff.
That part.
I feel like that'd be a big one for a lot of people.
See?
Me, one that got shortchanged in my book was Luke Cage. Luke Cage was on Netflix.
What the heck is that? I don't even know what that is.
It's a side character.
Yeah.
And I'm forgetting the name of the actor, bruh.
Okay.
Who played Luke Cage on... It was Marvel's Luke Cage.
Yes. Okay, Luke, I'm like, what?
Cage. Carl Lucas. And it got canceled after like two seasons, bruh. It was on Netflix. So it's a superhero show, right?
Oh.
And all of a sudden, you go ahead and you pick up so much fandom and then randomly go...
Yes.
No more.
That's it.
Why?
You feel like you got cheated out of a show because it just abruptly ended.
It literally just went through and didn't even announce. All of a sudden, like, you think there's going to be a new season, and then nothing. Look it up online, and then bam, no, we're not actually coming back for another show. We didn't get renewed. Right, and there's zero reason in my book because that was a great show.
Well, let's go to the phones. Let's take one call at least before we play something because they're all lit up, every single one of them, and people are texting in. Lucy from Kenosha is saying, The Sopranos.
I wasn't a Sopranos guy, but I hear it.
No, Jenny and Delavan said, yes, Luke Cage.
Thank you.
She's with you.
Thank you.
Somebody said, is it illegal to say I wish the Ellen show still existed? No, you can miss, I mean,
we might not agree with you, but that's up to you.
It ran its course. I mean, what? She stopped airing after what? The allegations that she was mean to her staff.
Mean to her staff and a whole bunch of other randomness.
I mean, and she did after that say, I've made mistakes in my life. I don't know what you know. So
true.
I will say she at least tried a little to be like, I guess I was mean to people.
She ain't missing no money. We
Look,
can say that,
miss
bro.
Me trying to find a power woman that you want me to feel bad for. She's misunderstood, okay?
I feel that, bro. I feel that.
All right, you know what? Let's take callers next. 414-533-1037. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so we're talking about how they're bringing the show Scrubs back. It's getting revived. It was on for almost 10 years, DZ, 01 to 2010.
So it was 10?
It was almost, yeah. And so I looked. They're reviving it with the whole original cast.
And this is one of, like, the uniquest things to bring everybody back.
Yes, absolutely. So I want to go and ask you guys, what show would you bring back? Full cast and everything. I'm a revival, but it's a revival with the original cast.
You got full range as executive producer. Who you bringing?
Let's go to Ariana in West Dallas this morning. Ah, what a great theme song.
Topical.
To all the haters that hated on him.
Girl, nobody's hated him in my feed because I'll snap if you hate on the Bad Bunny. Okay?
Listen,
he's coming and I'm ready.
As long as there's subtitle translations, the haters will be fine, okay? We got them.
They're mad because they don't speak Spanish, okay? But Duolingo exists.
They got a couple months to learn.
Good vibe.
All right, Ariana, what show for real are you going to bring back?
Honestly, it has to be The Office. I think The Office, hands down,
it's a great
with the original cast and everything like that. I feel like they've been trying tell us like, oh, they might come back and then they don't come
back.
You know, I don't think they're coming back. I don't think they will ever, but I understand why it's such a great revival for all you Office fans.
You know why I tell you I think they might come back eventually? Is because they're trying to do a spinoff with Oscar, one of the accountants.
Ah.
see that?
I do.
They did, nor do I know who that is. Paper or something.
I think that's right. I think that's right. And I haven't really dipped too much knowledge into it.
But
they've tried where they're going to try a spinoff. Listen, but I think it'll eventually bring The Office back.
The Office revival is going to happen just as much as an NSYNC reunion is going to happen. Never. Okay.
Hey,
so just let it go.
Man, let us live.
Let it go, everybody. Let us live. Listen, Lisa in Germantown said Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I'd watch.
That might be a good
one. Yeah, I'd watch.
Ariana said,
she was more Sabrina the Teenage Witch Girl herself.
Okay, bye. Bye, Ariana.
Bye.
Bye.
Much
love.
You guys. Same fan, bye.
Somebody texted in definitely The Office with Steve Carell. It wasn't the same after he left, and that was Mike in West Dallas.
If it ain't Michael Scott back with the crew, I don't want it.
Mm-hmm. Anna from Sherman Park texted in Nip Tuck and Charmed.
Nip Tuck was crazy.
Yeah.
Too much for me.
Let's go to Babe in Hartford. He's got a good one because we're talking about what show would you want revived? Full cast and everything after Scrubs is coming back. I'm bringing sexy back. And if you don't know what Scrubs is, you're too young. I'm sorry.
Hey, honestly,
it's okay.
Go to school.
Zach Braff, Sarah Chalk. It's still too young, probably.
Still too young.
Hey, Mike. I mean, babe.
Bye. Morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Lori from Milwaukee said Married with Children.
Whoa. I mean, he's Modern Family now, but I listen, at least for a comeback episode.
What do you got for us, Mike?
I know they'd be missing one cast member, but I would like them to bring back Friends.
Matthew Perry died. That would suck.
I was 17 years old when they stopped the show, and I've watched every season probably 10 times over, and I will still laugh every time.
Oh, that was your show?
Yeah.
I didn't know that about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely, if it's on, okay, let's watch it.
It's one of your core favorites.
Episode. I've seen this episode 100 times, but I'm still going to laugh.
You're right. You can watch it or sleep through it, and you're going to love it either way.
Well,
exactly.
Becky and Cudahy said, in the past, I would have said Friends, but now that Matthew Perry passed, it wouldn't be the same. Mm. So somebody texted in.
Yeah, because then they don't have the Joey and Chandler connection.
Half of the fun of that show.
All the feels. The comic relief, the humor, with that glue that held some of those moments together.
How can you have a cast of six friends with one who passed away? Like, think about it. It was all about their friendship.
Wow.
And then they had Chandler as friends.
It'd be friend because the S is gone.
DZ, stop. Okay, bye, Mike.
Babe, I'm making it sense. We love you, fam. Bye.
We're all hot messing right now. I'm just kidding. We have the darkest humor.
The S is gone. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Hector texted in, your boy Hector, he always signs it, bring back American Gladiators.
I'm in.
I'm in too, actually. I love that as a kid.
Put me on the season.
Just stop it. Mm. Okay, Sergio said I'd bring back the show Reba. Of everything, Sergio, that's the one.
Serge, what? You know you probably get it on VHS still somewhere in like the public library.
That's not what I saw Sergio picking, but okay, fine. And Kelly in Sussex said Dawson's Creek, I was obsessed. Let's go finally to Julia and Franklin. But have you seen James Vanderbeek lately?
I have not.
Oh, it's not good.
I have not.
All
Julia,
right.
Have you seen James Vanderbeek
lately? Julia, do you know?
I have not.
Do you know
who
he is?
What am I missing?
Do you know who he is?
I do know who he is.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. He's very, ill.
Oh.
No, that's so sad.
It doesn't even look like him when I saw him last. I was like, there's something going on with him.
Oh, no. Well,
I showed you
better.
Don't remember me showing you this, DZ, this crazy picture of James Vanderbeek really ill
I don't remember seeing that picture at all, G.
Yeah.
A role?
I must have showed someone else. No, he's canceled the Dawson's Creek reunion because of an illness.
Got it.
Sorry. Anyway, okay. Julia, now that I brought it down.
Bring it back up,
bring
girl.
It back up.
What show are you bringing back?
Okay, I kind of changed my original answer, but I want to bring back White Collar.
White Collar? Well, refresh.
Yes.
I remember Blue Collar.
Oh, James Vanderbeek has colorectal cancer.
Colorectal, yeah.
Colorector. I don't know if that sounds right. Sorry. Don't laugh.
So
he's got cancer.
No, I'm not laughing. I'm laughing at your squirrel moment, Allie.
Oh,
that's all.
You're laughing at what I had to find out what was wrong with James Vanderbeek before I could move on. I'm sorry. Okay.
I totally get it.
Back to the show. What was the show again?
It's called White Collar.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Blue Collar, not White Collar. What happened at White Collar? What was the show?
And what was it on?
So right now it's streaming on Netflix, so you could go binge it for your heart's content. But it's about this guy who is committing white collar crimes, and then the FBI makes a deal with him, and he helps catch white collar crime guys, that kind of thing. Really good, really funny.
Tiffany Thiessen's on it from Saved by the Bell. How could you leave that out?
Wait, oh, I think I've seen the show.
Oh my gosh.
I think I've seen the show.
Hillary Burton's in it. Come on.
Yeah.
How are you not going to take it? Oh, hello.
Allie, are you in for the reboot or you got to catch up on the first two seasons?
I'm too busy. It was on USA. I'm too busy.
I think I remember this show. Yeah, it was actually a really good show.
Yeah.
It was good. And can I also just like make the note of like, I hate the shows that get canceled after one season when you get into it.
Oh, yeah, those are the worst.
Why you bait me with the pilot season and then cut me off like that, bro? That was a tease.
Exactly.
You know what?
Agreed.
Amen. You got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so today is the last day of September.
Correct.
And tomorrow is October 1st.
Big day. Huge day. The first day of October.
It is a very big day, but it's not a big day because it's the first day of October. We're already in spooky season, DZ.
Yeah, I know.
Tell everyone what tomorrow is. Well,
tomorrow is my wife and I's anniversary.
Oh, how many years?
Anniversary. 9.
9 married.
Yeah, dog.
1,000 together.
Yeah.
And we've been stuck for life, whether you like it or not.
Been together way longer. Me and my wife have known each other since middle school. For anybody that doesn't know our history, if you will, like we went through middle school, high school, knowing each other. Not really like friends like that.
And
right after high school, my senior year, we kind of, you know, kindled a friendship that spurted into a relationship.
Aww.
And here we are with two beautiful babies and, you know, and the wonderful life we've created together.
That's right.
Which now crafts 9 years, successful, beautiful years
beautiful.
Of marriage.
And as you stated one day, beautifully, you said, not only do I love my wife more than anyone, she's the one that gets on my nerves the least.
Yes, because she knows how to get on my nerves the most.
And I said, that's not marriage. It's so, you guys are so perfect for each other where you love each other.
I found my person, man.
But obviously you have your moments like any marriage, which keeps it real on the show.
You say you don't, you're lying.
You're lying if you don't. Or you're going to end up divorced like me, where I thought it was great and I learned later, oh, no fights are a bad thing. Yeah.
Touche.
Yeah. Which, so, no, it's just tips. But you guys are very, very open people and funny. And I don't see you
exactly
two holding
it,
your tongue when there's a problem.
Usually don't. And when we do, we know when the other person is and go, what you trying to say? What you trying to say, dog? Say it. Say it. Dog. But for real, no, we're going
so
into,
relatable.
We're going into year 10, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to do something nice. So I set a reservation for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I was proactive because you know how hard it is to do reservations sometimes.
No.
And we're going to a nice place.
I'm happy that you planned ahead. That's amazing. Okay, so you have a reservation
and
somewhere.
It's a newer place. So it's one of them, like, it's not even technically open. It's in the soft open phase of it.
Oh.
Right in Bayview. I ain't going to say the name of it,
fine.
But you know what I'm saying, bro. You know how it goes.
It's your spot.
It's our spot, which we haven't been to. So we're trying to make it our spot.
So you made a reservation.
Made a reservation. Fantastic. Worked out the logistics because we're like, we're not bringing the boys.
Hell
ain't no.
No
way.
Do you need a setter?
Ain't no way. We got that covered.
Okay,
thank you.
Good.
Titi Alley, you was about to be on the docket.
I was ready.
You know, you was on call.
Okay, good.
You was on call.
I would have done it.
You know, the boys, we'd rather them be at home because we're going to dinner later.
I can
later.
Come there.
The logistics don't matter, but we hit the homies up and they're like, yeah, we can come to the crib, make
Sweet.
Sure the boys get put to bed. Cool. Y'all go to dinner.
Great.
That's handled. And then I went, cool, set, good.
Yeah.
Done. And then last night I went, oh, snap, I ain't done nothing else. What do you mean?
What do you mean you ain't done nothing else?
No flowers, no presents,
no
other planning, no
outfits. Do you need that stuff after 9 years? Can you just do? I don't know. I've never been married 9 years. I was married 4 and then I got divorced. Can you just go to dinner without all the extra, like is dinner enough at 9 years? Do you need flowers? Do you still get presents?
Because listen to it like this.
What'd she say?
I'm thinking, well, she hasn't said anything because I waited until now to talk about it. Because I'm like, dang, son. I don't know.
You haven't talked about gifts or anything?
I don't know what she's planning, but here's the thing. We're also redoing our roof this week.
Yeah, you don't have time.
We've got so many other things going on that we've been firing on all cylinders. I don't want to say that our anniversary is an afterthought because it isn't by any means. But once the reservation was set and once whoever was coming to watch the boys for us, shout out Becca, once the homie was set to come watch the boys for us, I kind of just like washed my hands of it and said,
we're good.
Anniversary's done.
I think you are.
Dang, no flowers, no gifts,
Do you
no
feel
nothing.
Like and you're not doing enough? Because I feel like
a little bit.
You've been married 9 years. You guys have two children. children. Things are different now. Mm-hmm. You are replacing your roof this week. Like, enough. You know what I mean? Like, Aaron's not going to be like, you, does she like flowers?
She loves flowers.
Oh, then and you got to get flowers. I'm a sentimentalist
to the degree of my birthday, couldn't care less. Mm-hmm. My family's birthdays, yes. Our anniversary, I want to do things special, right? So that's why I went extra and went, no, we got to go to a really nice place, mm-hmm. right? So hence why we're going to a top-tier new restaurant,
yes.
whatever.
Yes.
And then I went, oh, dang. But then I also stopped. We're coming off of a tough year.
Yeah.
Losing our daughter last year, it being the anniversary 1 year after. My wife's birthday was a little weird. We had some other, you know, family things going on. And mm-hmm. it's just, you want to feel good, and then you catch yourself, like, almost feeling still short when you feel like you're trying hard.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going, is this enough? And I catch myself constantly going, I ain't doing enough. I ain't doing enough. I ain't doing enough. Yeah. I ain't doing enough. And now I'm catching myself going, oh, man, I ain't playing enough.
You're doing enough.
Am I?
You're doing enough. Well, you got a lot on your plate. Well, you got a lot on your plate. Okay, so 414-533-1037. DZ needs advice. Somebody said, don't forget the card, homie. You guys are not.
See?
You know what, Bella?
I didn't even think about the card yet. Oh,
unbelievable. Bobby. Ashley from Germantown said, mine and my wife's 9-year anniversary is tomorrow, and we don't do gifts anymore either.
See?
So, but you're saying, but DZ's a sentimentalist, and it means something, and it's important to him. So we have to do more than just dinner. But yeah. We don't want to stress you out or break the bank because you're getting a roof. Okay.
That investment's been made. Okay. Listen, that bank is broke.
There is no way. The bank is broke.
The bank is already broke.
The bank is way broke. Okay, I see the phone's ringing. Oh, everybody wants to talk. I'm scared. You know what? Screw it. Let's go to 3. Why not? Hi, Kiss FM. What's your name?
My name is Kate the Great, and I'm from East Troy, guys.
Kate the Great.
Girl, you got a theme song. We know who you are. Kate the Great.
Let us get you right.
Welcome
let us get
to the
right.
show on the last day of September, the day before DZ's 9-year anniversary on October 1st. Girl,
I'm here for it.
Yes.
I'm here for it.
What do you think? You've been listening to DZ's Dilemma?
Talk to us.
I have been, and my anniversary is coming up. It's only the 3rd anniversary,
but
I think a card with some sentimental words is beyond any gift.
So
you know what I mean?
Card.
And of course get her flowers.
I do agree with, we love
but then she said, and of course get her flowers.
Go to no offense, go to Trader Joe's and get
Pick and Save.
Yeah, get the good. Just
100. Yes.
They have beautiful flowers even on clearance at Pick and Save.
Because you know, arrangements don't happen in 5 minutes like that, dog.
No, go get a flowers from a reasonably priced place like Trader Joe's or Pick and Save,
big box.
But I agree, there's something about a card, there's something about written words and like how you feel and the writing. It's just so old school and beautiful. I don't know.
Okay.
Love a written card.
Well, and I can
love
do written it. Cards. I'm no stranger to written cards. That's mm-hmm. how my mother raised me
and
to, you know, write
do it
little
in
notes,
Spanish
stuff like
now that,
that
she's bilingual.
Well, then I got to translate it for the words
no,
she
don't
understand.
No, make her, do it. Make her do it.
Make it a lesson.
Yeah.
Okay. See, these are the ideas I'm talking about, y'all. Okay.
Te amo, mucho, Aaronito.
Aaronita.
No, Aaron. That's so funny. All right, Kate, thanks for calling. We appreciate you.
Take care, guys.
You
have
too.
A good
Bye.
One.
You too. Much love. Bye.
Dave Patrick texted in. I say some flowers, a card, and a sweet little smooch. Michelle in Greendale said, I think given the year you had, you need to do a little gift. Make her feel special.
That's how I felt. Aww. Genuinely how I felt. And it's not, I'm not thinking it's got to be jewelry or nothing crazy.
Your wife texted in.
She's still listening? I thought she'd be at work by now.
Aaron, go to work. But she did text in and say she's not buying a card or any gifts.
Well, I expect
or
that
she
from
said
you.
Not buying a card or any gifts.
Well, I know you not.
Does she saying you shouldn't or just she's not?
She's saying she's not.
Okay.
She ain't saying I shouldn't.
Noted, Aaron. Noted. All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Bella and Kenosha texted in and said, you know my vote. Take her for some ink. Get her a tattoo.
Yeah, she did say, you know, tattoo would always make your heart grow fonder. Aww. Or whatever. Yeah, she's trying to get us to go to the Villain Arts Tattoo Convention.
Because
her and her man's is going for their anniversary that's also coming up.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Well, Bree is in Burlington, and it's Bree's anniversary.
Oh, everybody's anniversary.
Happy
huh?
anniversary, Bree. 9 years, huh?
8 years. Sorry, I miscounted.
Then you're not going to be very helpful today, are you?
They just add up, don't they, girl?
She didn't even know her own anniversary. How is she going to help you? Never mind, Bree. Bye. No, I'm just kidding.
Finger counts like me, I bet you.
Finger counts. Bree, what's your advice for DZ? What should he do for his wife for their 9-year anniversary tomorrow?
My advice was, I had heard that you had lost your daughter, so mm-hmm. do not burst the bank. I think maybe like a photo album or something really personal that she can hold on to, because I'm a sentimentalist, so I'm all about, like, I made my husband a collage with our daughter's voice to sing. Her first word was Dada, so I had it made that for him with some pretty music behind it, something really sentimental, special that you can mm-hmm. share with your wife.
You guys kind of did that with your tattoos.
With the tattoos,
really,
yes.
Don't have the pictures probably that you would want or anything you would want to put in an album. Let's be real.
Unfortunately, you know, we lost our baby in pregnancy.
Okay, let's.
Yeah,
we're gonna. There's something going on in the background if we're gonna talk about this. Thank you for calling, Bree. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Have a good one. Happy anniversary.
I can't have this serious conversation with someone in the background trying to go into work. Okay, sorry. Now what?
I thought it was one of the babies in the background.
Maybe. Either way. So
but
you were saying.
She was saying. You know, photo album, some sentimental, but that's exactly what we've done, right?
Yeah.
And we did that in our own time with the tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
My wife has been talking about wanting to also get the feet prints. You know, I recently got the feet prints as a tattoo. She has Elsie's name on her wrist. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe.
Is
that's
there anything
an add-on?
You can do with her ashes that, like, put it in a necklace or anything? I know Aaron's probably listening, but mm-hmm. I don't mm-hmm. know. I'm just thinking about different things you can do.
We've talked about a couple things. That'd be a little short notice to do as of right now.
And by the way, somebody texted in, a photo album by tomorrow is crazy.
Well, and unless I'm about to be at Walgreens printing pictures of me and the boys, you know what I'm saying? And what Bree was saying, like, I think she misunderstood and might not understand that we lost our baby during pregnancy, so mm-hmm. we never got to meet, hold, or be with Elsie in mm-hmm. that regard, right? So this is just one of them things that we gotta process differently.
Mm-hmm.
But those are sweet ideas with her voice or something like that would have been great.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see here. Who else texted in? Trevor said, make a slideshow of your family's moments together with some music. Oh, Erica and Trevor, not Trevor. Erica and Trevor.
Oh, Erica and Trevor. Shout
My
out, Erica.
Bad. Shelly from the East Side said, do a scavenger hunt with memorable places from your relationship.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's actually fun. Oh. That sounds fun.
Hold on now.
You could do that all over the city.
I could plan that kind of quick,
too. You could go to Sheboygan.
I ain't going to lie. I could plan that.
Sounds
we ain't
fun.
Going to Sheboygan. You tripping. But I could plan that kind of quick.
You don't want to go to Lakeland?
We'd make it no further than Brown Deer, okay?
Fine, all right. Fine. Let's go to Sue in Reeseville this morning. Hi, Sue.
Sue, what it do?
Hi.
Morning.
What's your advice for DZ? Their anniversary is tomorrow, him and Aaron, and it's 9 years, and he feels like the reservations he made are not enough.
As long as he's there for her, it's okay. You know, I mean, we've been married for 29 years, and our anniversary was on September 14th.
Okay.
And our big dinner is always Culver's.
But that's your thing.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and y'all dine in?
Dude, Culver's should have you on a ad or something. Like, 29 years together. Every year at Culver's keeps them together.
We do got people at Culver's now. I mean, I could go get the Carter Burger, bro. What's up? What's up?
Yeah.
She's saying take your wife to Culver's.
Each time we go, our kids go with us.
Now you lost me with that.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
Now, Sue, come on.
Bye,
man.
Sue. Did you find it or not?
Listen here, Linda. Listen,
my name
Linda.
Is Allie, but you can call me Linda just today and today only.
You've heard what? The listen, Linda, listen.
Of course. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. So seriously, DZ, did you find it?
When I say I have invested more time than I thought I would have looking and still am unlucky at finding this dang five.
Maybe you're just not trying hard enough. Maybe you need to put a little more effort into it.
I think I might, you know, and for anybody that doesn't know, me and Allie got a game mm-hmm. called Find the Five. It started 3 years ago
mm-hmm.
when we bought breakfast mm-hmm. and I was like, bro, hit me with some bacon. You mm-hmm. bought me
Speaking
bacon.
Speaking of, we should order breakfast. It's Tennis Tuesday and I got to work out later.
You need to fuel for later.
I need
later.
An omelet. Anyway,
yes,
go
same,
on. We're going to order.
Same girl.
Okay, so we're going to order. Go on.
Hit me with some bacon.
I got you. Well, so I paid for the bacon.
So this same thing happened 3 years ago. You paid for bacon. I tried mm-hmm. to hit you with five and you're like, So I hid the five. $5 in your purse.
Right.
You went, uh-uh. Tried to hide it back on me.
Sure did.
And then I went, oh, so you want to play this game on me?
Sure did.
Say less. Find the five it is.
It's been going on for 3 years, my guy.
Find the five was born. It was last hidden for close to a year. Don't you let that go by. I hit it last. Find the five,
listen,
champ.
It was so messed up what you did to me. You put it right on the Giannis bobblehead in plain sight. You've done this 1,000 times to me. You put it one time in my microphone where it was in plain sight and I didn't see it for months.
Uh-huh.
I can't stand
it. I've done
you.
That twice.
So it's my turn to hide it because I finally found it after you stuck it in that Giannis bobblehead and I put it down. It's not up high.
We went on live and I showed it off while
on
you were
Facebook
still,
live,
when you
yeah.
were tearing the studio. We went on Facebook Live and I showed it in the camera and pointed to it several times.
Dude, you're never going to find it where I put it.
Now, obviously, I'm still healing from knee surgery, osteochondral allograft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got a transplant bone and cartilage in my leg, so I can't go high. You did me the solid.
I said I didn't put it up high.
It's not high.
It's you know, so like eye level or lower. I'm not going to tell you, but you better get to looking because it's so good. It's better than when I hit it in the Britney book fold or whatever.
Oh, chill.
That was better than the Britney one
it's
that I did.
It's better than the Britney book fold? Oh,
I'm telling you. We've hidden it all over the studio. It's been hidden for months, and now it's been up there at least a couple of months.
Up there. Okay, up there.
Actually,
got it. Got
well,
it.
It's not up there.
Up there. Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have said that. Up.
So is it on this side or that side of Bango?
I don't know.
Oh, chill.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. You're going to have to find
you
it.
You do know because you hit it.
I know, and that's why I'm looking at you because I don't want to look around the room and give you any ideas, but it's not high.
And I'm staring at you because I'm waiting for you to look anywhere else in this room right now.
It's not up high, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
You have to find the five. We have this game, Find the Five, and we just continue to hide it on each other until somebody finds it, you know? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Darnell showed up with the donuts.
What?
He's outside with donuts
Maybe
right now.
Maybe he can help me find the five.
He's never going to find it. Darnell in Milwaukee. We're doing a show here.
Jesus. Good thing we don't got a receptionist.
What the hell? How did he even get in? The door is locked.
Wait.
What?
Good call.
Okay, we got to go find out what Darnell needs. Jesus. I'm working here, people.
103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Yikes. Somebody wants to know if they're the jerk for asking for their money back after they got kicked out of the wedding.
That doesn't make any sense at all. What do you mean?
I want my money back after I got kicked out of your wedding. It says, Allie and DZ, I have friends that I met through my ex and became friends with them when I was dating my ex.
Friends of your ex, got
okay.
it. But now you're friends? Now you're friends.
We dated for a year and a half, and towards the end of the relationship, one of his friends that he lives with got engaged and asked if I would be a bridesmaid.
Aww.
That's so nice. I was happy for them. I said yes, and I wanted to be a part of their day. Then I broke up with my ex and decided that I still wanted to be a part of their wedding and I would be civil since I didn't hate my ex.
That's very grown of you.
So when I asked if they even still wanted me in the wedding, the bride said, why would you say that?
Obviously, of course.
But this is where it all changed, kind of. I tried to brush it off, but they started being more cold towards me.
Mm-hmm.
So we got closer to the wedding and it seemed like I was kept out of the loop on a lot of things.
Well, you made them think about how close y'all really were or weren't.
Then I asked if I could bring my new boyfriend to the wedding and they said no. There was no space left. See, now you made it awkward.
Things are getting a little awkward.
Anyway, so the wedding is this weekend and I was all prepared for it. I had my bridesmaid's dress altered, shoes, etc. I went to get my nails done because I wanted them to look nice for their day.
You gotta get ready, yeah. Nails done, hair did. Yep, yep, yep.
2 hours after getting my nails done, as I'm getting ready to go out to dinner with my boyfriend, I get a text from the groom stating they are pulling me from the wedding.
Bro?
Because they just think it's going to be the best. He said, no hard feelings.
Hold on.
Of course, it felt like there were some hard feelings.
One or two hard feelings here. Hold on.
Not only were you telling me months after I bought everything, but you were also telling me 4 days prior to the wedding that I was kicked out.
Can I still come, though? Can I come party and bring my boyfriend now?
I was never given an explanation other than it summing it up to thinking it would just be too weird with my ex, despite me saying I'd be civil. And I've never wronged them at all.
See, they asked you to be in the wedding. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I'm listening
and
following.
So then I asked asked if they were going to compensate me for the money that I had spent getting ready for the wedding, and I have yet to hear back.
I respect that question,
actually.
Am I
the jerk for asking for my money back after getting kicked out of the wedding?
Yikes. Hey, yo.
Honestly, I'm just upset because now I'm out $200 for nothing after this. I don't even want to think to be friends with them. No kidding.
This is young.
They don't want to be friends with you either.
Yeah, no, these are young problems, bro. This got to be one of the first weddings of the group. You know what I mean?
They
accidentally
invited the new girlfriend, and then they broke up and didn't know how to disinvite her, and then it got weird.
This is a 20s wedding. You
totally.
Know what I'm saying? I'm doing math in my head. I'm going, oh, yeah. They 25 max.
Yep,
absolutely.
Absolutely
max.
Is she the jerk, though, for asking for her money back? Because we all spend our own money on alterations and dress and nails.
Yep.
And it's messed up that they kicked her out, but I also think it was messed up she asked to bring her boyfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was about. That was like not necessary.
But it's not like she weaseled her way into the wedding, right? They were dating. The relationship was fruitful and it crafted itself on its own.
True.
All of a sudden, things get weird after you ask, is it still okay? Because then they internalized and went, well, maybe it's not okay.
Right.
You know what? It might be a little awkward.
Time
yes.
Time moved on and they realized these two are not going to be friends. We're not going to be friends with her. She's dating somebody else. It's over. What are we having this now this person's going to be in all of our pictures?
So was
like,
this,
what are we going to do with that?
So what you're saying is you're thinking that they were keeping her into the wedding as like a pity bridesmaid?
Kind of. Because that's a thing.
A pity
bridesmaids. People ask you, it's like a pity invite to a wedding too. I get those too.
Come on,
they
son.
Feel bad. They're like, I guess I'll invite you because they see you out and then they invite you.
Don't pity ask me to be in your wedding. Don't do that. I'd rather the pity invite than the pity ask to be a bridesmaid.
Ask me to come eat and drink. Don't ask me to be in the wedding.
Yeah.
Amanda said, well, they are definitely the jerks, but I don't think you're going to get your money back. You're not the jerk, but at the same time, you spent it, so I think you're going to be out of the cash. I'm trying to find
my way to say no, not the jerk, because I was responsible of her to go, hey, mm-hmm. I invested in this, and now my investment is washed. Am I getting some money back? But jerky because of the fact that it is a wedding. Mm-hmm. So to me, I'm going, consider it an L. And consider it a friendship loss. Consider that a wedding gift and move on, girl.
Ooh.
So a little bit of a jerk for asking for that bread back.
There's people saying not the jerk
Ooh.
On the text line. 414-533-1037. Somebody said, Ryan from Milwaukee said, I would go anyway. Make everyone feel uncomfortable, especially if there's an open bar.
Let her show up in
not
that bridesmaid's dress still.
Oh, now we're getting real petty. You guys, we didn't need a solution. Jerk or not
Patricia.
The jerk. She's asking for her money back after being kicked out of a wedding this weekend.
I'm saying jerk.
You're saying jerk?
I know it was last second.
Okay.
I know you're in your feels and I know you're hurt, but I think you're acting off of that impulse. Don't, jerk. Jerk.
Okay, all right. 414-533-1037.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
The texts are all over the place between jerk and not the jerk for asking for her money back after she got kicked out of the wedding this weekend. But she met these people when her ex lived with them and they were dating. They asked her to be in the wedding. Then they broke up. Now she's dating somebody else. And they're like, we don't need you to be in the wedding.
It's technically her ex's roommates and friends first.
So awkward.
But they made their own relationship.
Let's start with Kaylee in Watertown this morning. Hi, Kaylee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. You going jerk or not the jerk for asking for her money back 4 days before the wedding that she got kicked out of?
So I'm going to say, I forgot.
What do you mean you forgot?
I was asking my daughter. I was like, wait, what did I tell them?
Oh, God. Hold on. What the hell?
You said jerk.
You said jerk.
But
what do you mean you forgot? Well, you don't know what you think?
Are you that on the fence?
Morning.
Come on.
It's been a morning.
Okay, fair. We'll give you that. But you said jerk when we talked to you on the front end. So why did you say jerk for asking for the money back?
Okay, because I guess it doesn't really matter. The details are besides the point for me. I'm just thinking that money that was going to be gone regardless. You were planning on it to be spent, right?
Money's been spent.
But it's been spent, right? So regardless of whether you went or not, I mean, like, I don't know. I guess
you
I,
gotta
like,
know. Where is the am I the jerk? Jerk or not the jerk?
She's
I need you to make a decision.
It's not about it's not even about the emotion behind it. The money was spent. You're a jerk for even asking for it back because that money was already gone since you got kicked out. That's what. Yeah.
Thank you. She needs a translator. Yes. You're welcome.
Kaylee's going. I got you, mamas. Kaylee's going. The fact that you already spent the bread, just consider it a loss.
Yeah.
Like you're now acting off of emotion, going, well, since I'm kicked out, who's gonna pay me back? You wouldn't have asked for the money back had they let you stand in the wedding.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
Got you, Kaylee.
When you call in for this, we take so few people, you gotta have an opinion, man. That sets me off every time. I'm like, you gotta have an opinion.
Drop
or get off my line.
That drop off got her.
No, I have my opinion.
Thank you.
What the question was, you know?
The morning got a hold of you.
I just forgot what the question was. You're so awesome. All right,
we got
bye,
it worked
Kaylee.
Out.
Have a good time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watertown is out here.
She said jerk. Let's go to Chelsea and Franklin next. Hi, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. All right. Do you think she's a jerk for asking for her money back for the wedding she got kicked out of this weekend?
I do not think she's a jerk.
Come on.
And I kind of have a similar situation.
Oh,
so
let's hear.
I was a bride and 3 months before my wedding, I kicked out my maid of honor.
Your maid of honor?
Dang, why?
Yes.
Why?
There is plenty and plenty and plenty of reasons.
Oh,
she's a girl
and
too
it
much.
Was honestly one
How
of,
can I not ask
one of
why?
The hardest, I know, it was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
I bet.
But at the end of the day, my husband and I knew it was for the best.
Okay.
And in doing so, I gave her all of the money back for her dress that she bought.
Ah, well, I would feel bad. Yeah, if somebody had bought
because
all this stuff. Yeah.
Personally, you asked them to be in their wedding. The only reason she spent the money was
you
for
asked.
Your occasion.
True.
You know?
And then you kick her out last second.
And this is the other thing. She's got a point. You really have a point, Chelsea, because I have dropped out of a wedding, and I would never ask for my money back after I dropped out. But if you had asked me, and then I spent all this money, and
then you kicked me out,
then I might be more petitious about it and be like, hold on, you wasted my time. You wasted my money.
So is it, I guess, and the question is she the jerk for asking? She's not demanding. She just said, hey, what's the compensation like? Because clearly the investment that I made ain't no longer happening.
Chelsea's saying that's their responsibility to pay her back.
And she literally kicked out her maid of honor and willingly gave her the money back, which is honorable,
but
super adult.
That shows who Chelsea is on
as
the phone
person.
As a person.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it's a moral dilemma, because Chelsea felt like the right thing to do was
give the money back.
And that's who Chelsea is.
Yeah.
As a person, and I respect that. I don't think that was wrong.
And then you kick her out. The rightful thing is to give the money back. And I hear what she's saying.
So that's why she's saying
not the jerk
for asking for your money. Mm-hmm. She's saying they should have paid it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
So anyway, why'd you kick her out of your wedding? I'm kidding. Don't answer that.
I mean, call me later. We'll discuss.
She said, girl, DM me. We'll chat.
Girl, I have questions. All right. Well, thanks for sharing today.
Appreciate you, Chelsea. You too. Much love. Bye.
Well, now we're split down the middle, and we have so many texts coming in. Not the jerk. Go to the reception and have the time of your life.
Girl, you are not invited to that wedding any longer.
No. Somebody said, not a jerk for asking, but I hope she knows she's not getting paid back.
Mm.
Santino said, yeah, because I never get through. What's your opinion?
Well, did he say jerk or what? He's just talking trash because he couldn't
get
in.
He's mad. All right, let's go to Nikki in West Dallas, who actually has to be the tiebreaker today.
Oh,
hi, Nikki.
Nikki, hi. Big shoes. Good morning.
Good morning. Wepa. All right.
Wepa. Which way are we going today? Is she the jerk for asking for her money back after she got kicked out of the wedding this weekend?
I'm going to go with jerk.
Okay, go on.
Because somebody on the text said, mail them the bridesmaid dress back as a wedding gift with a small claims court paperwork.
I guess you could go to small if you really want to go petitious
on
top.
That's funny. Okay, go on.
All right, I'm going to go with jerk because really, how good of friends were they?
Fair.
And then when did her and the guy break up? Like, was it well before this wedding?
So there's a few questions.
Well, yeah,
but
they did, because she said that she was going out with this guy. One of his roommates got engaged. They asked her to be in it because she'd been dating him for about a year and a half.
Right.
But then they broke up shortly after. She said, "Do you still want me to be in it?" They said, "Why would you say that?" And then it got awkward as time went on. She started dating somebody else. Mm-hmm. They asked, and then they kicked her out. Does that make sense?
Agree. But at the same time, nobody said that they were paying for any of her things to be in the wedding.
Well, that's like, that's etiquette of a wedding, though, in fairness, Nikki.
True.
We got to be fair
that
here.
Is etiquette.
Everybody buys their own stuff, which is why weddings drive me over the edge, because you ask people to spend like a grand to be
that's
in your
true.
Wedding. It's wild.
Rarely do the bride and groom offer to pay
Never.
For any of the
they
stuff.
They don't pay
you
for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they pay for the wedding,
well,
but.
They pay for a bunch of stuff, but.
They don't pay for your stuff.
That part.
Yeah, exactly.
So I feel like, in a sense, for her to ask is not a bad thing, but at the same time, she wasn't going to get anything, and she should have chucked it up, more or less.
She should have just
so
took
that's
the L.
I call it, yeah, just call it a day.
Take that on the chin and keep it pushing, baby girl. You're not friends with them.
Yeah.
You're not friends with them.
And then post them on the internet. I'm kidding.
I feel that if the wedding was going to happen and she would have been there, it probably, at this point, would have been a disaster. Mm. So for her even having to ask and then they say yes and then cold shoulder her.
Yeah, no, she shouldn't go to the wedding. That's weird.
No,
she doesn't need
known.
The wedding.
She should have known.
Yeah.
She could have bowed
the
out gracefully, too.
Cold shoulder would have been the heartbeat right there. Like, nah, it's not looking good.
Yep.
And
yep.
I would have personally backed out myself.
Yep,
and
that
I
part.
Yeah. Got to that point.
That
absolutely.
Part. Yep. Got it, Nikki.
Well, thank you, Nikki. You were our tiebreaker, and it comes out to
Jerk!
All right. Thanks for calling, Nikki. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Love y'all.
Love you.
Back. Bye.
Bye. Woosah. All right. Well, that's it. It's Jerk today.
Done data.
DZ, so we're going to give away Jonas Brothers tickets, but after that, do you ever realize something got stolen from you, but you didn't realize till months later?
Yes.
Months later?
Yes.
Like, something got stolen from my house, and I didn't realize it till this weekend.
And
it's
gone.
It's gone. I've been dying to tell you this story.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell that next, but let's give away these Jonas Brothers tickets. 414-533-1037. They are coming to town next month on the 12th. So we're very close. Only, what, 13 days?
Ooh, you do good
Ooh.
Math, because
well,
that was too much math for me.
Today's the last day of September, so I think, well, there's if they're coming October 12th, that's 13 days.
Okay,
12
now,
plus
now you're doing algebra.
Oh,
okay.
Daisy, stop.
Now you're throwing days in there? Sheesh.
Okay, fine. Caller number, let's go 33 today.
Let's get it.
DZ's favorite number, 3. 414-533-1037. Caller 33, you're going to see the Jonas Brothers. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. She was caller 33. She's never seen the Jonas Brothers. Pull up Aubrey and Waukesha this morning.
Aubrey.
Aubrey, girl.
Good morning.
Who's your favorite Jonas Brother?
I'm going to have to go with Nick.
Ah, hallelujah. Give her the tickets.
she gets it. Good answer. Good answer. This ain't Family Feud or nothing, but good
yes,
answer. Good answer.
Girl.
Good answer.
Yes.
And the survey says.
Aubrey and Waukesha. You're going to see the Jonas Brothers in 13 days. She said 13's her lucky number, so
oh,
it worked out.
Look at that. It really does work out.
So excited.
Good to be.
So excited. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Have a great time at the show, and I'll see you there, girlfriend. You know,
Perfect.
I don't miss the Joe
Can't
Bro
wait.
Show. All right.
We'll talk soon. Bye.
Have a good day.
You
Bye.
Too. Much love. Bye.
Okay, before I tell you what got stolen from my house, and it took me like a month or two to even realize someone had stolen it,
mm-hmm.
I do want to remind everyone, I'm so excited. We are giving away tickets to our private screening of the Taylor Swift album release party at AMC Mayfair this Saturday.
Life of a Showgirl.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? No, and that's
it's coming out on Friday.
This Saturday.
Yes, the whole thing's coming out on Friday. We've been waiting for October 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to 1037kissfm.com, you have all week to enter.
Right.
So if you're like driving to work, just go when you get to work or whatever. If you're driving the kids, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
You can go enter to win. And we're going to be giving you 4 tickets to all the winners. So you get 4, not 2.
Yeah.
And then we're having that private screening this Saturday morning at 11 a.m. at AMC Mayfair. So it's going to be awesome.
I think it's 2 years ago now when I did the Tortured Poets department.
Oh, you did that party.
And dog. And listen, any Taylor Swift, anything that goes on between movie releases, album, whatever part, Taylor Swift says anything and the world moves.
Mm-hmm.
The world moves. So I'm excited
time.
For this movie little premiere that we got going
I
on.
I am too. That's
go ahead,
happening.
Win.
Go try to win 103. 1037kissfm.com. Okay. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Can we have like 2 minutes?
I'll give you
maybe?
2 minutes. Hold on,
and
man.
Then,
let me find 2 minutes for you.
Okay, 2 minutes, and then we're gonna come back and I'm gonna tell you what I realized was stolen this weekend. I almost passed out.
How long did it take you to realize I took it?
Like, stop. You didn't, you know what? You might have. And I'll tell you why you might have stolen it. Actually, I have a theory next. Hold on. I need to come sweep your garage.
Hey, chill out.
I need to see it.
Nah, I need to see it.
I don't know. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ.
Good morning, buenos dias. I like my doors.
Buenos dias. Well, you should lock your doors because you're going to crack up when I tell you. Well, it's not funny, but it's funny. What I realized got stolen, and I was having a panic attack running around my garage looking for it. So on what Saturday, I decided it was the one day we didn't have anything going on because we were so busy. I had the fun run on Friday and Susan G. Komen on Sunday.
Yeah.
So Saturday, I was like, I'm going to do something around this house. I've been so busy.
We got to move here,
I have
too.
To do lawn work or something.
Yep.
So I walk into my garage. I'm looking around my garage. I'm like, ugh, this driveway looks crazy. I got the old guy thing going on where I wanted to.
I wanted to weed everything?
I wanted to blow my driveway with the blower. And I'm like, oh, there's like sticks and all these things. I just want to blow the driveway.
I've been itching.
So I walk around. I'm like, where's my blower? You know, I got a Ryobi or whatever, just like yours.
Yeah, just
like mine.
Did
you just get one?
Uh-huh.
I did just get
a Ryobi. That's funny you say that.
Isn't that funny? Because I walked all over my garage and I couldn't find this thing anywhere. And I go, there's no way.
No.
Because this thing has a really expensive battery. It's huge. Like I paid a lot of money for that thing. So I'm like,
it's green, right?
It's green.
Bottom loading with the battery.
And it has the same battery as my lawnmower. So I'm like, where is this thing? I'm walking around the garage. It's like, okay, is it under something? No. And now I'm getting upset. And I'm like, hold on. Because
now you're going, where's this thing for real?
Well, because there have been all these like car break-ins, but they've only done them when cars are open, right? And
correct.
I park in my garage. If your car's locked or in a garage, they don't mess with them in my area. However, that being said, that doesn't mean I'm now thinking, did we leave this outside at night?
Did we leave the garage door open for an extended period of time?
Did I leave the garage door open?
We've done that.
Was it the blower maybe left outside by Owen or Hudson when we were, you know, doing yard work?
Did we forget about it?
I'm blaming them basically because
I'm 100%.
Like, where is the blower? So I go in the backyard. Sweep the whole backyard. I'm like, I'm just missing it. It's here somewhere.
You got a little shed in the back, don't you?
Yeah, looked in the shed.
Nothing.
Looked in the basement even. I'm like, maybe I know, it makes
fair.
No sense.
You never know. Boys will be boys.
Never know.
Who knows what TikTok they seen and went, let's get the leaf blower.
I go through the whole house. I find the batteries. I'm like, but no blower. I'm like, this is not. I'm like, somebody stole the blower because we use them for the lawnmower.
Charging. If you got the batteries, then the blower can't be used unless somebody else has batteries for like a Ryobi lawnmower.
They would have had to go buy them.
Or a leaf blower that somebody else might have.
So now I hate myself because I'm like, dude, you left something outside and somebody must have stolen it. So now I'm upset, and I'm like.
Have you ever happened where you leave something at the corner and people think it's free?
Yeah, but I didn't do that because I ain't that crazy.
Because I was going to say, like, sometimes
I wish they'd take this free stuff I put out. Sometimes I'm like, come take it.
Please, anybody?
They're like, no, it's junk. We know better.
No, man, that's garbage. We'll wait till Tuesday.
Well, now that being said, not only do I have that Ryobi blower, I also have a blower that's the works one that sucks up leaves and mulches them because, you know.
Oh, you got one of those too?
Yeah, it's amazing.
I should have stolen that.
So forget you, dude. So now I'm like, okay, well, hold on. Even if that one got stolen, where's the other one?
Sure.
And I start walking around, nothing. I'm like, there's no way somebody came in and stole both of these things. Like, are you kidding me right now?
What lawn care specialist is ransacking
New
Berlin right now?
Somebody's got a nice fleet going on. So I walk back around, I do another sweep, and I realize there's one blanket in the garage, and I'm like, oh, is it under this? Whoosh, and I pull it up, and there's the works. There's the one
vacuum.
But the Ryobi's
lower.
Still missing,
MIA.
And I'm like, there's no other blankets to look under. I'm like, wow, I got ripped off.
Dude.
Yeah.
Now when the
so
things ain't
how
cheap.
Long has it been before you realize something got stolen?
Hold on, you still haven't found it? Gee.
I found it behind my trash can. Oh. I did. But it took like 2 more days. So for 2 days, I thought this thing was gone. And it was literally like me and the boys must have set it up against the wall, brought the trash cans in, pushed the trash cans up against it, and just didn't realize it was behind them
Yeah.
until I moved them again. And I was like, oh, what's behind the trash can?
So that bad boy was missing for a while.
For 2 days,
though,
I thought somebody came and took it, which wouldn't have been crazy.
No.
Because when I was in high school, long story, but when I was in high school, there had been a bunch of break-ins by my parents' house, like in Southern Illinois. And it took months for me to realize that one of my jackets was missing. And my mom goes, I bet whoever was going through cars, probably you should call
stole
the police department and find out, because they found them and they had all this stuff at the end. She's like, call and find out if they have your jacket.
Did they have your
jacket? I never did, obviously, because I was like too embarrassed that somebody just ripped me off because I left my doors open. I felt so stupid.
Your jacket's still sitting
in the police department.
Carbondale.
From 97.
That's vintage. You better go get that mug.
That's a pullover.
That's worth money now.
A hoodie was a pullover back then.
That's worth money.
So anyway, so DZ, I did find it, but all I could think was, how long? Because sometimes things go missing and you don't notice until you need it.
Are you kidding me? Gee.
Like, for real. Remember when I busted the girl who worked for me stealing the nanny? She had stolen all kinds of stuff. I didn't even know. She stole like a cutting board and all this stuff. And
I was
like, I wouldn't even know.
I remember, right. And sometimes it'd be the people closest to you
that take that.
And granted, in this scenario,
I really thought I got ripped off. And then I thought you took it. I'm teasing. I did not. But it was funny that you got the same gift. The time I lost it.
You can borrow mine now. If it does get stolen, you can borrow mine now.
Forget you. Anyway.
But no, in this scenario, thankful that it didn't get stolen.
Thankful is right, yeah.
But it was missing for a while.
It was.
And
I was
convinced.
One thing,
very similar scenario, and then happened actually pretty recently, and I'm glad you unlocked this memory in my brain. Mm. When we moved, you know, going on basically 2 years now.
Yeah, you bought your house.
We bought our house. We were packing up and moving, and as we're packing things up, I'm packing up my Xbox.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going, where are my headphones? Where are my gaming headphones? I spent like $100 on these.
Yeah.
These are nice headphones. Where are those bad boys at?
Yeah.
I started thinking, when we're unpacking, I'm going, okay, they're in one of these boxes. I know I'll put them in somewhere. Then I got to theorizing, hold on. We let movers handle all of our stuff.
They could have easily picketed. Yep.
You see something. Nice, bruh. And if you know brands on things, you would have seen the brand and gone, cracking. Ooh, that's mine.
Yeah.
They would have seen those headphones and gone, I could resell these easy, untraceable, or I'm going to just take them, use them myself. Mine now. I went, dang, I think these movers might have yanked my stuff, bro.
Did they take them?
I'm tearing the house apart, going crazy. My wife goes, are you sure nobody else has them? Nobody? I'm like, who else would have them?
Yeah.
Genuinely, who else? And she goes, you know who. And I'm rolling my brain. I'm like, no, I don't know who. What are you talking about?
Where were they?
Who's the one person in your life that has always taken things from you and assumed that they were theirs?
I was like, your little sister.
First I said, you, Aaron. And she said, who else?
She's like, besides me.
And I was like,
Was it?
Dun, 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 dun. I hit up Angie, my little sister.
Oh, no way, dude.
She's like, I borrowed them. I thought I told you. No, didn't you say I could take them? It had been over a year since they had been missing.
And she had had them for a year.
I clearly didn't notice because I wasn't gaming. I wasn't using them. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's still my property.
Yeah.
She took them and used them as hers.
That's
I ended
funny.
Up going to buy new JBLs because I thought somebody had stolen my headphones.
Yeah.
No, my little sister, air quote, borrowed them. Borrowed, stolen.
Did you get them back?
No. No, those are Angie's now. She said, do you want them? Do you want them back? I was like, no, Angie, you got your ear juice all in them. I don't want them nasty headphones back. It's like, I was using them to record.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, streamer.
When have you realized something was missing way after the fact? I thought somebody stole my blower, which sounds so funny. DZ thought his headphones were long gone from movers. It took a year to realize that your sister had them.
Come
and
on,
mine
dog.
Was behind the trash can, but for days I was convinced that I had gotten ripped off, and I was just, and it was my own. I know you were like, you called the police. No, because I'm like, that's my karma for leaving stuff open, man. I'm more street smart than that.
And what's the police going to do?
Okay, but
all the police are going to do is file a report and go, all right, stupid, good luck.
Close your stuff, lock it up, dummy.
Now you know. We'll let you know if we find a Ryobi anywhere. Good luck.
It's not common at all.
No, not at all, dog.
All right, 414-533-1037. We'll talk to you next. You got to be kidding me. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Shelly on the east side gets in. She's calling. It's day 5. She's going to go on the air. We tell her she needs to decide her theme song, and then she hangs up.
And then she hangs up.
Shelly, you didn't even go on the air. What
girl, you know if you don't get on air for day 5, it don't count. And we got to start you over, right?
Come on, girl. That's so funny.
Well,
we're talking about things that got stolen and you didn't realize till way later. I want to start with Fiona in Racine this morning. Hi, Fiona. How are
morning.
You?
I'm
so sorry. It's Gianna.
Oh, Gianna.
Well, that wasn't close to anything. Hey, Gianna is nothing near Fiona.
We both heard Fiona because that's what I wrote.
Gianna, hey, girl. She had some paintings stolen.
Ooh. Yes.
Tell us more.
Well, oh, my gosh. Well, me and my dad were moving. We had some family members help us pack up a truck. And it was two paintings of Scarface, Tony Montana.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Montana.
Montana, thank you.
I knew you good, girl. You young.
She's young. It's fine.
They were her dads. They were her dads.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then they also stole, like, one of my desks I had for painting. Like, it raised up, and it was, like, one of my favorite things. And I was like, where is it at? When we...
Those desks are not cheap either. Because is it one of the ones that you could rise up or put down like a drawing desk?
Yes.
No, like an artist?
An artist desk. Yes, yes. Not a regular desk.
Come on.
Yep. And we were trying to like kind of put heat on the people we had help us. And they were like, oh, we don't know anything.
We were putting heat on them. I love that.
She said we was on that behind.
Where's the painting?
Bring back Tony if you don't want to meet Scarface. if you ain't trying to say hello to my little friend. So did you guys ever get any of the stuff back? The desk, the paintings, anything?
No, we just counted it as a loss and we stopped talking.
Fair. How long was it until y'all noticed it was gone?
It was a good month when we were like fully getting everything unpacked. We're like, wait, where's this at? No,
yeah,
where's this at?
It took a lot. It takes a long time.
Gianna went to paint and said, wait, where's my desk?
Yeah. Well, the good thing is Tony Montana was known for his violence, his cocaine habit, all of the things. I mean, that's what got stolen.
Paintings was long gone. We just more sad about the desk at this point. At this point.
Yeah.
Good old Scarface. It's okay. You didn't know. It's from 1983. You probably weren't even alive.
She wasn't alive for that.
I know it's Tony something.
It's okay.
Tony
we got you.
Something, girl. We
and
got
just
you
just like
covered.
I thought you were Fiona. It was an accident, Gianna. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
We're talking about things that got stolen and you didn't realize till way later because I thought my blower was gone. I thought both of them were gone, honestly, and then I found them days later, but I was blaming myself like somebody took them.
Those are easy things to steal, though. So
I thought they were left in the yard.
That's the first thing I would have said. Oh, yeah. Somebody yanked them and obviously we're never getting them back.
Anna's in Waukesha and we got to pull her up because you know what she had stolen? This what? AirPods.
Oh,
girl, can Anna. You trace them?
Right?
Yeah, so I lost them and I thought they were just like misplaced in my apartment. And
right.
I went to use them one day and I just couldn't find them. And my friend's like, well, look on
Find Mine.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I look and then it's like last seen 4 months ago in Chicago. And I'm like, what?
Because it always says the last place you opened them.
And got connected to.
Okay, so Chicago. Yes.
Were
go
you in Chicago
on.
4 months ago?
Yeah, please, Lord.
So I'm like looking back, like, where was I in Chicago? And yep, 4 months ago I was in Chicago.
No.
Actually for a work event.
Dang.
For the JP Morgan Corporate Challenge. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
No clue, but go on.
But we believe you.
So you're there for work.
Morning,
yeah.
But I left them in the bus and then I couldn't find them. So I don't know if they were stolen or if I just left them.
Oh, and it was four months later. So wait, did you call the bus company at all? Because you know, you probably didn't call
Maybe.
The bus company. She probably didn't think to because remember Owen lost his AirPods and he told me and the last place he had them was at the bus stop. And girl, I went to the bus company and I thought they're just going to laugh at me. And when I walked in that place, let me tell you, Anna, they had the biggest box of AirPods, headphones, phones. There were phones in there people have lost and just didn't ask to find. They just never called the bus company because they thought there's no way. So my advice is always call just in case. You might be surprised. People assume it's not there and then they never go back. I don't know how long ago this was.
I mean, probably. They have a holding period, right? Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. Everybody goes, oh,
that's
those
crazy.
Things are gone. They fall out of your pocket into the black hole of an abyss, especially if you're on a bus or something
like
that.
Well, most people would steal them, but there are a lot of people who would turn them in, who do the right thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Remember when you lost your AirPods? You thought they were gone or stolen?
DZ found them in my car.
They were in your car? All it takes
it kept
is,
saying, last seen here.
They slip out of your pocket in the most inconvenient. They fall into a little crevice, gone forever.
Well, I just hate how it's the last place you open them. It's nice because if somebody uses them, you'll know, but at the same time, it's like, well, great. That doesn't help me.
Them bad boys is disconnected, the battery's drained, and all you know is that they're in Chicago.
Well, I'm glad you got them not back, but you learned a lesson.
Did you get new ones?
No, I was going to. My boyfriend's like, if you haven't used them for 4 months,
then you don't really need them. Thank you.
That's a good boyfriend.
Thank you.
103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It is Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Yeah, we are. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So I have to ask you, DZ, what you think about this, because they say over a third of us use our PTO. You ready for this? Our paid time
paid
off.
Time
if you
off.
Don't know what PTO is, paid time off. If you've never heard of that,
because
your job
got it.
Sucks. No, I'm just kidding. No, PTO, paid time off. They said over a third of us, one in three of us, use it to sleep, not travel.
What do you mean?
I mean, people are now taking time off because they're tired, man, and they just want to sleep. And I feel this so hard sometimes.
So like
let
a
me
staycation, basically? Kind of?
Yes, it's 100% a staycation. Yes, they said that we're so sleep deprived now as a society.
And as parents.
Isn't that wild? And as parents.
And even if you ain't got kids, well, people are doom scrolling like crazy. Like, no, no.
That will keep you up. No, you're right, because when my kids were little, I was sleep deprived like you. And now I'm sleep deprived for other reasons now that I'm older.
Right.
Because things like scrolling, stress, you know, anxiety, whatever's going on.
We're so busy.
Mm-hmm. And the problem is it never stops.
And we're
like people can
connected.
Always find us. Connection
yep,
is the problem. Yeah.
Connected.
Yeah. So one in third, have you ever used your time off to just sleep and not travel? Like, what do you do when you take your time off? Because I used to be the girl who refused to take time off if I was not going somewhere.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, unless I have a trip planned.
Why would I take it? I'm at work. I'm saving my days. Right.
And now as I've gotten older, I'm realizing, no, I need some days to stop and otherwise I break down. Mm-hmm. Saturday, I was crying on the phone to my sister, and I was just like tired. I was tired. So everything.
Life's good.
Life.
Just tired.
I was worn out,
yeah.
and I kind of told her that, and she said, "You know what you need to do? You need to start planning ahead for your vacations." I said, "You're right."
Yeah.
Because I don't do it, and then I'm just tired. You know.
And it isn't even about a vacation because clearly people aren't even trying to go anywhere.
No.
Vacations, as we have discussed recently, mm-hmm. they're not restful. And
no.
when you got kids, they're even less because you sitting
Thank
there
you.
Planning, packing, excursions, this, that, and the third. You don't relax on a vacation
no.
because you're planning and filling your time with doing things that you don't normally do.
That's right. And then you're more tired.
And then you're more tired, right? Add kids on top of that, and it's
mm-hmm.
even worse. I love the staycation phenomenon. And even past the staycation, forget-cation. I'm just staying.
Yeah.
It's a sleepcation. It's not a staycation because for us, a staycation is if we go to the Dells or
right.
we'll hit
a staycation
up.
Is here but doing something. Yeah.
We're at a hotel locally.
You're at the Ingleside at the water park
we love
or
us
whatever.
The
yeah,
now.
Totally.
We'll do a little something mm-hmm. with that. You
Shout
know what
out
saying?
Ingleside and Pewaukee.
We try to go yearly, literally. Yeah. We'll go to the Ingleside as a staycation.
It's
but
good.
No, aside from that, people are going, we're just at the crib.
Mm-hmm.
My door is locked and I am night behind these dark shades.
Guess who does it the most? Millennials.
No way.
They use PTO, your paid time off, the most for sleep and rest.
No way.
43% of millennials and then followed by Gen X and Gen Z. Only 20% of baby boomers have done so. They either don't take it off or they go somewhere, right?
They're ingrained because they're all work,
mm-hmm.
all gas, and then never take PTO.
Mm-hmm. So they're saying that one third of us, so one in three of us, are so burnt out that we are now using our paid time off to sleep and not travel. How do we feel about this? I can see the phones ringing. 414-533-1037. Burnout is a real thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of us have it now, especially with, as we talked about, society never stopping between how negative everything is right now. The news is negative, mm-hmm. and then you got your algorithm. My kids get so mad when I yell about the algorithm. I'm like, don't talk to me about that. Your algorithm's going to pick it up, and I don't want you watching that stuff.
Seriously,
and they go,
it's
Mom,
true.
You don't know what you're talking about. I go, yes, I do.
Youngins, y'all don't know what y'all mm-hmm. are talking about. It's very true. Listen,
yeah.
I've got a very close friend of mine that what he does, no matter what trip he takes, mm-hmm. right? If he's gone 3 days, he's going to take 2-3 days to kind of recharge and reset.
So he'll take six, you mean?
Basically.
Yeah.
Going, all
Smart.
Right, so a couple of days, give myself some time to plan for the trip. Mm-hmm. Then I'm gone for the trip. And then I give myself a couple of days to go ahead and get back and actually
Smart.
Relax from the trip.
That's like when I come back early from my sister's in California. We come back on Saturday, so we have Sunday to recover.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same kind of thing.
We might need to start adding more buffer days to recover and start treating these staycations as sleepcations.
No
I
kidding.
Support. I support.
Look at these phones going crazy. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. What do you use your paid time off for sleep? 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
If you didn't hear us before, we were saying 1/3 of people are now using their vacation time to sleep.
And now thinking about it, I gotta reframe my mind and go, I'm surprised it's not more. Because this just makes logical sense. Right? We're all tired. Everybody's always saying, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I'm totally. So tired. Well, go sleep.
Totally. Somebody texted in to 414-533-1037. They said, hell, I'm ready to go get a hotel room for myself just so I can sleep. I wish my kids would get the concept of sleeping in. They will. Once you finally are over it, they'll sleep in and you'll be up drinking coffee.
There you go.
That's the phase I'm in. Now that I'm so glad they're sleeping in, I'm up bored now on Saturday with my coffee going, well, I wish you would have done this years ago.
Allie's up like, oh, so early mornings are done now? Would have been nice
they
to
screw
know.
Ya. They screw ya. But anyway, let's go to the phones and see what people say. We're going to start with Shannon in St. Francis. She's a nurse, poor thing.
Oh, I know she's sleeping.
She's working, girl.
Shannon.
Good morning.
Morning, Shannon.
Girl, what do you take paid time off to sleep or go somewhere or travel?
I do both, but I am notorious for taking at least one day a month to sleep. But I don't even plan it. I will call my boss and tell her I'm taking a sleep day.
Are you a millennial?
I am a Zennial.
Zennial. Okay, because I was saying that millennials lead the way in this. Over 40% of millennials have used their paid time off for sleep, followed by Gen X and then Gen Z. So, yeah.
Do you pick different times throughout the month, or is it always around the same time? Like, how do you do it? Because that's so smart.
Yeah.
It's random. I have a special need on that is on, like, a lot of equipment at night, including a ventilator. So we also have nursing a few nights a week. Oh, okay.
And you don't sleep.
Yeah.
You don't sleep. How would you sleep? You're stressed all the time.
She's a nurse at work and at home. Let's be real. Let's just call it what it is. You know, you're always go. So, you need a day to night.
Absolutely. Yeah. My work also does this thing called flex time. So I'll randomly call my boss and say, I have nothing this afternoon. Yep. I'm taking a nap. And she says, okay, cool.
So that sounds like my son in his flex hour at school. He's like, I'm like, what'd you do today?
Your flex time. I took a nap. We need flex time in life.
Yeah, we do. That's actually really awesome. And, you know, and here's the other thing about being a parent, and parents get this, you never in your mind go to sleep.
No.
Because you're always stressed out about your kids. Like, even when they're safe, you're thinking about, are they safe, right? I'm like, you're always on edge. I'm always thinking about my kids. So,
Absolutely. Yeah,
I feel you. Well, Shannon, thanks for all you do in the nursing world and at home, too. You're always working, girl.
You guys have a good day.
You too. Go get some sleep.
I was going to say, go take a day now. Okay, bye.
She said one a month. I don't blame her.
One a month is...
It's good for your soul sometimes.
We're doing so much, and you couple that in, like with the texture that said, I'm about ready to go get a hotel room.
Yeah, just to be left alone.
If a business idea, right? Not to go off topic, but a little sleep pod that you could just pull up wherever.
Like at the airport.
At the airport, yeah.
They should do those in life in general.
For tired parents.
Because you have to have an airplane ticket to get into the airport once. We need them like an hour. No, because then people are going to use it for nasty things. The hour rentals.
I was going to say.
I don't want to go after them anymore.
You pop them up at like a random park. And see, now you killed the idea.
Never mind. All the sickos having affairs are going to use them.
Yeah, never mind.
But anyway, let's go to... Sorry,
my bad. They were first sleep originally, but now the idea never got off the ground.
Go to Danielle and Butler. Never mind. Forget what I said.
Never mind. The idea sucks.
The idea totally sucks. But not Danielle. Danielle's in Butler.
Danielle, you're cool.
I had to ask Danielle, what do you do? I'm like, how do I not know what you do for a living? She's a floral designer. I didn't realize that, Danielle.
You
my bad.
You design flowers?
My bad.
That's all right. I love it. I love my job. It's my first job that I don't feel super tired from.
Mm. Oh, so you don't take PTO? Obviously.
No. Never.
No. But I do, when I go on vacation, I do take a recovery day. Like, that's a must.
Okay, so the buffer day. She doesn't do PTO, sleepcations.
Angie in Lake Geneva texted in. She said, I took Monday and today off with PTO to have a long weekend to rest. Oh, that's not a bad idea. Sometimes I do that. The long weekend works, you know?
I also DoorDash on the side, so sometimes I'll, like, skip door. Like, last night I had every intention of DoorDashing, but I slept.
Well, somebody texted in and said, hopefully people will get so burnt out that they'll stop accepting 2 weeks vacation and we'll start getting 5 or 6 like other countries. I don't think we get enough time to relax. That's true. We're way too fast moving. My brother-in-law, he's Australian. My brother-in-law, Mark, he's been married to my sister for 15, maybe almost 20 years now. They take an entire month off every summer. her, him, and his family, and they travel. It's called the holiday.
It's called a holiday.
And they get like over a month off in the summers from their jobs. And I'm like, I watch other countries do it. I'm just like, wow.
Fam, Colombia shuts down for like the month of December.
Do they?
This basically shuts down.
Wow.
Now, places are open, quote unquote, but it's a party. Ain't nobody really working or doing nothing. Like, it's a whole lot of vibes going on.
It's like and a month off for everybody.
Well, yeah, it's the holiday, right? So you're like, what are we working for? No, bye.
Well, and then you probably need to sleep after that. Well, DZ, the whole month of January, DZ's sleeping.
Definitely.
But anyway.
Definitely.
All right, Danielle, thanks for calling.
Hey, you're welcome. Love you guys.
Bye. We're out of time, but pull up Shelly on the east side quick, because if she's not on the air, she doesn't get her theme song. It's official.
Shelly,
welcome to the Regulars Club.
You're in the club.
Ooh, thank you.
Fifth day. You've made it. You can pick your theme song later, but we're going to get you your own theme song.
Yeah.
You're a nurse and a bartender at Walski's, Shelly.
Do you sleep?
Sleepcations. Because they said one in third of us are using our vacation for sleep now in America.
I try to, but if I take a day to sleep in, I'm up at 6 o'clock.
Same.
Okay.
We're screwed. Never mind. Happy last day of September.
Even though it feels like it's still summer.
Which I love.
It's hot.
103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. It is officially the last day of September. And I think that we're already cleared for spooky season, because this morning Hudson was up early.
Yeah.
And he goes, it's officially spooky season tomorrow. I go, we're in it already. Even though it's warm out, I'm like, no. September hit and then pumpkins were clear. Halloween decorations were okay. I wasn't going to judge you anymore.
Pumpkins are patching and the fall is falling for real.
Exactly.
The second them leaves start to hit, even if it's still warm out, yeah, we in spooky season.
They finally started
and
falling.
And we deep in spooky season, because I don't know about your algorithm, but my algorithm's definitely in spooky season.
Oh, really?
Is it?
Not mine, because you know I'm scared of haunted houses. I always run.
Same, girl. So I'm wondering how I got that algorithm kick. But then I remember, half of our household loves spooky season.
No thanks.
The scariness that comes to it. Now, I like Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't like being scared.
Same. Like, I like Halloween. I love fall. I love Thanksgiving and the harvest and pumpkins and pie and apples. But
miss me with the horror houses and the haunted. I don't even like scary movies. And
same.
I know you don't either.
I've never seen a scary movie. I don't watch them. I think outside of like Scream in high school, because it was pop culture.
I will say,
I've never sat through a scary movie.
Like the grown man, husband, and father I am, I rightfully watch scary movies through my fingers like anybody else.
DZ, you think I have enough anxiety? I don't need more. I don't need to be. This is the thing about scary movies. I try to explain this to people. I don't want to be on the edge of my seat at home. Why do I want to be stressed out and pay for that? I'm stressed out enough. I want to unwind and relax with a dramatic, war movie or something.
War movie? Yes.
Yes. Sarcastic.
Because the boys. I know it.
But you know what I mean? Like, horror movies stress me out.
They do.
That's why.
I'm on edge.
And the same thing with haunted houses. I'm on edge.
And then any noise
no
at
interest.
My house, I'm on edge with. Because I know the movie's over.
Yeah.
But now anything that creaks in my house is obviously a ghost or a killer coming to get me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But that being said.
But.
We talked about going to Fright Fest.
Okay, at Six Flags.
At Six Flags.
Hold on. Now, I've never done Fright Fest.
And I should pre-warn, because I grew up in the area.
You grew up there, yeah.
Went to school, Warren Township High School, right up the road.
And?
So Six Flags is like my front yard, literally. My wife's backyard, literally.
Literally.
We grew up going to Fright Fest all the time. And I hated it because all of my friends always wanted to walk through the haunted houses and get scared. And I was not a small guy.
Right.
So they'd assume that I'm not scared. But I'm the first one to whack somebody and throw hands if I get scared, because I'm that anxious inside.
Mm-hmm.
I am in fight mode constantly.
Right.
I didn't know they had these things called no boo passes.
What is that?
It's basically a light up lanyard that says you can't be scared and you shouldn't be scared.
Like, we're not going to boo you. Like, so no boo.
Passes.
Oh, a
no boo lanyard.
My point is, why would I even go at that point? Now I got to pay you to not scare me on top of paying to get in? What the hell?
Here's my gripe. They're charging extra.
Oh, God.
And this isn't just a Six Flags thing. All these haunted houses now have light-up lanyards for like people that are genuinely scared of being
interesting.
Scared.
Interesting.
But why are you at a dang haunted house?
Yeah, if you're scared, why do you need a lanyard to not scare me? What are you doing there in the first place?
I love my wife, and I love her passions.
Are you going to get a lanyard and say, I would rather sit at home. I I'd be so embarrassed.
I am not going to put myself through the heartache. I'm just going to stay outside of the haunted
house.
They're
just going to make fun of us.
And wait for you out there, because now I got to pay extra money, still pay to go inside the haunted house and pay you extra not
and
to scare me.
You know what they're going to do to your wife? They're going to be like, oh, your man's a scaredy cat, so they can't talk to you.
But they can talk to her.
They can talk to her.
And then I'm going to get offended. And I'm going to end up taking the lanyard off. Talk about, I ain't scared. Knowing dang well I am.
This is so funny. Would you guys pay for these? I mean, I would pay if you forced me to go into the haunted house, which I have been forced to at work. I've done it for the gram. If you force me, I will buy one of these, okay? And would you, though? 414-533-1037. It's a no-boo pass where you can basically buy a pass so they don't scare you. Are you going to buy this at Six Flags?
You're going to have to force me to even go. I refuse to buy a no-boo pass. I'll close my eyes. There is no way I'm going to be in a public setting that is literally themed to scare you and pay extra to not be scared.
Now miss me with that. Carl and Indy texted in. What happens if the scare scares you while you have the light on? Then it's not worth your money.
All it takes is for me to turn around at the wrong time and see a scary face, and that no boo pass did nothing because now I peed my pants. You feel me? Now I better get my money back because that no scare pass did not work.
Yes. Every time you say, I like no scare because no boo sounds like the sushi place.
The no scare. I know
that's, no scare pass.
That's why I keep saying no scare because no boo don't sound right.
Would you guys pay for one of these? We'll talk to you next. Anna in Milwaukee texted in, I just don't go and save my money. LOL.
That part. That big LOL.
103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ, and we're talking about, DZ said they now have these no boo, like no scare passes at theme parks or haunted houses where if you don't want to be scared, you can pay extra for the lanyard. I'm like,
basically a light up lanyard so you don't get scared.
And I'm with you. Why am I even going?
The point is to get scared.
No, I don't want to be on the edge of my seat.
Nope.
I don't want to have anxiety. And that's why I don't like horror movies. That's why I don't like haunted houses. I have enough anxiety without the scares, okay?
And to be honest,
Stressed out enough.
Even just thinking about the lanyard, I don't feel like it would pacify anything for me because I'm still running on edge being in a haunted house, period.
It is funny that you and I are both like that because usually I'm the only one. Nope. And now you and I share that in common that we don't do scary stuff.
I throw hands at scary things.
Let's go to Eric in Hartford, also known as the husband of one of our regulars, Sarah in Hartford.
Morning, E. What up, Bobby?
Hi, Eric.
DZ, I haven't seen you guys in a long time, that I mean Sunday.
Literally. Saw you Sunday at the walk. Thank you so much for coming out for the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk. We love seeing you and your family. Thank you.
It was a good time and perfect weather for that, too.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah. Well, do you go to haunted houses? Would you buy a no-boo pass, a no-scare pass? Eric? Oh, gosh. We're losing him right when we're getting to the meat.
Well, because right before we literally got on the phone with him, he was talking about how he doesn't get scared himself. Eric, you there?
There we go. Dead spot's over. Mm-hmm. Where were we? So.
I haven't been to one in a few years, right? But after the last incident, I would definitely buy one. Not because I'm scared, because I love spooky season.
The last incident?
All scary movies.
What's
every
the
day
incident?
We
What's
watch
the last movies. Incident?
What incident, right?
What's
you
the
can't
incident?
Just say that and not say the incident.
I had a clown creep up on me, and I had no idea it was right behind me. He didn't scare me, though, guys. He blew in my ear.
Oh,
he
hell
blew in
no.
my ear. It was the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah,
I'm like 35 years old. I don't need a clown blowing into my ear.
He got
That's
sexy
weird.
On you. He got your scary clown got sexy on you.
They're trying to get creative because
they
can't
man,
touch
I don't
people,
need a dude
but
blowing
it's
in
icky.
My ear.
Yeah, no, I don't need that either.
Matter of fact, you know what? The incident after that don't matter. That was the incident itself.
No, thank
so,
you.
So wait, are you saying you're about to get the no scare pass?
Yeah, that's me because I don't want anything like that ever to happen. Like, I'm not scared.
He said, I ain't scared. I just
He's
don't
like,
want a clown blowing
a
in my ear.
I just want a man looking like a clown dressed up in a clown outfit blowing on me.
You want Dahmer whispering sweet nothing into your ear? No.
Might as well have been dressed up as Jeffrey
Oh,
Dahmer.
My gosh. Was it a guy or like if a girl did that, would you have been creeped out? Tell the truth.
It was the mustache. It tickled your ear. Don't lie.
No, either way, it's creepy. And I had no idea if it was a female or male.
Oh,
it just
so
it blew in my ear and it was gone in that quick of time.
Okay. He said, creepy. And all of a sudden, I now need the no scare pass. Got it.
That's funny.
Give me the lanyard. Yeah.
I don't blame you. Yeah. Eric, heard and received. We don't blame you. Have a great day.
I agree. guys.
Later, bye. Man. You too. That's the difference between some haunted houses, though. At some, you have to sign a waiver talking about they can touch you, they can cut your hair, they can do all this stuff.
Well, all that changed over the years because they were getting so weird and people have so many sensory issues. Mm-hmm. And
Six Flags don't do all that.
Damn. All right, go to Hannah and Waukesha, last but not least. We're talking about, would you pay for a pass, a lanyard, that they can't scare you inside of a haunted house or a theme park? Hey, Hannah.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
Confused on why people would go and then buy this.
Unless you're people, then
unless
hello.
You're forced to, would you do this?
For real.
Okay, so hear me out. I hate haunted houses. Same. I agree. It gives me anxiety. Why would I pay for it?
Right.
But my spouse is always begging me to go because she loves them.
Of course. Yep.
So maybe the no scare pass would be helpful in this situation.
So now she's trying to give Erin, my wife, ammunition to convince me and you to go to a haunted house with her. That's not going
to
happen.
And I don't want to be next to the person that's then getting scared, because then I'm still going to be scared when they scare the person in front of me. Like,
I
mean?
Thank you. Great
We'd
point.
We'd have to be going alone and your wife would have to go separate.
I got a new solution, Hannah. I know you said hear me out, but how about you hear us out? Your wife, my wife, they go together.
We go to the bar.
We hang out at the bar outside of the haunted house.
New plan. New plan, I'm in.
Yes. Hannah?
Are you in?
Yes, I'm down for that.
Fantastic.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
So we always start and end the show with Little Victories.
Correct.
I just got an amazing little victory emailed to me. You're right, DZ. It's even though it's a big victory. I'm going to be emceeing the ALS walk on Sunday at Greenfield Park for the ALS Association. I'm very excited. And one of the fantastic people who works at the ALS Association sent me that they're 110% to their goal. 98 teams registered.
Whoa, that's a big old little victory right there.
All right, over 900 people coming out for this walk on Sunday. Lit. I love you guys. ALS Association, sign up if you want. Sunday morning at Greenfield Park. So that's exciting.
That's awesome. No, that's
little
huge,
victories. I love good news.
Huge little victory. Yeah. 110% to
Let's
the goal.
Let's go.
That means exceeded expectations.
Well, because ALS, there's no cure. We don't even know why people get it.
Right.
And people deteriorate quick. It's just a sad disease. It's a death sentence.
Yep.
So it's a horrible, horrible thing. So ALS walk this Sunday. Little victories. What's your little victory? Can you
Big thing.
Can well, you can you follow up
I
that?
I can't top that now. So let me think.
My bad.
I'm alive. I'm 10 toes down. No. For little victory for us. Blessed to have family in our lives that can do some of the things that I just cannot.
Yep.
Whether that be for real that I cannot because I don't have the skills or for real because I can't because of my legs. Still healing, whatever. But y'all heard me say earlier that we're getting our roof replaced. That's been a part of the conversation on this show is this roof saga.
Totally.
We've been blessed to have family that have all devoted time and made time in their busy schedules. So shout out to my father-in-law, Chris, because he's pulling up on us fresh from vacation. This man.
Well, he's ready then. He's got plenty of energy. It takes a village.
You know vacation ain't a vacation no more. he didn't give himself no buffer day. He just straight up is pulling up from vacation to come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get started on
and
our
take
roof.
Take care of your roof. Well, that's nice.
Shout out a quality father-in-law like that, man. Thank you, Chris. Love you, dog.
Little victories. Having a good father-in-law.
For real.
Hey, Chris, I'll see you at my house next. Okay, have a great day.
You're like fourth in line for roof. Sorry.
Excuse me?
Yeah, fourth, fifth.
Chris,
maybe.
I'll be over to find you.
Allie's getting in the car with
Thank
DZ,
you.
And we're going to talk to Chris
Thank
together.
You. Have a great day. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.